Oh, well, fine. So anyway, there they were in Africa, fully armed and ready to go, and their target was wiped out for them. A mixed-up lot, Belgians, French, Senegalese, English, American, all nationalities, anybody the bank could hire, but a full-skilled military unit. They didn't have any other names, so sometime then or later, they started calling themselves Brigantes.
Well, thank you at last!
Wait, that isn't all of it. The natives in that area were mostly dead from the kill gas, so this unit drifted south. The tall trees and jungle seemed to have kept their masks from observation from recons and so on. They picked up women from missions and villages, white and black, and kept going. And that isn't all. This is why they're so hard to contact. After a couple of hundred years, they got into a working arrangement with the Cyclopes. First you've heard of that? Well, us too. And it makes them edgy. Apparently what they used to do was capture people and deliver them to the Cyclopes to shoot or torture or something. They never really went too close to the Cyclopes, but the Cyclopes couldn't operate in those swamps. Bodies too heavy to walk, ground too soggy for tanks, trees too tall to fly into. So these Brigantes somehow got into a working arrangement. They'd tie up some people and leave them near a compound, and the Cyclopes would come out and take the people for whatever.
Torture. They enjoy it.
And the Cyclopes would leave some knickknacks like cloth or something on a log. A kind of trading arrangement. Well, all that was centuries ago and they ran out of people. But the Cyclopes never hunted them down. Swampy ground, tall trees and so on, like I told you.
Sounds like pretty crazy people for unarmed coordinators to be fooling around with.
Well, not really. We're pretty good on diplomacy and so on. But we got this order from the council just a few days ago to be sure and contact them and bring them in. And we are just doing our job. To tell the truth, the Brigantes are a bit strange. They keep their numbers down to 1,000 men, leave their old ones to die, don't marry, but just use women. They seem to have a high mortality rate among children. Also, probably from hunting elephants with grenades. Oh, well, yes, the grenades. They know how to make crude black powder. You know, charcoal and saltpeter from dung heaps and sulfur from a mine. And they put it into a baked clay receptacle that is studded with stones and stick a fuse in it and light it with a cigar. They have to get right up to an elephant to use one, and I suppose that's part of the reason for the mortality rate. Rescue. Oh, yes. Well, it seems their ancestors once had a firm promise from the International Bank to pull them out, and they haven't a clue to what's going on in the outside world. Oh yes, of course. The coordinators in there can use that. We'll get them out.
And that's near this mine site?
Asked Robert the Fox.
To the south. To the south. Just thought you'd better know. From what I gather here, your target is a branch mine compound with just ordinary Cyclopes in it.
Ordinary Cyclopes,
snorted Thor.
You got a handgun? No? You'll need it. Here's a spare. And don't try to find the tribal history of a Cyclope before you shoot. Got it?
David Fox took the gun like it would bite. They flew onward to Africa.